about.
Say, I was just getting ready to go over to the studio.
Come on, I'll show you the shortcut to CBS.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G. Ah!
Across town, residents are now picking up the pieces as well. Large hailstones destroyed mobile homes, busted out windows, and car tail lights.
Man, them jokers was big, size of a quarter doggone.
Many said it sounded like nothing they've ever heard before.
He said, kapooyah, kapooyah. And the boy that hell just came in, I looked at my... opened my door and I looked out my door and started hitting me in my head. I took out running, ran to my restroom, and then I called my mama to see what she all right.
And now.
I'm so hot, I need some mother loving of a mix. I'm so hot, I need some mother loving of a mix.
Our feature presentation.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Right?
Right.
Right. Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin Abicho. It is Wednesday, the 27th of August.
Why, when the news meets a woman like that describing the weather situation, do they not go back to her every single day to get her comments on whatever story they're covering?
I don't know. People are so much more colorful with the way they describe things, certain people.
Mm-hmm.
And you could just listen to them talk all day.
Yeah.
And they've got enthusiasm, and they're excited about it, and they're totally engaged, you know?
I want to hear that woman's thoughts on the economy, on the war on terror, on the circus coming to town, on the Braves in the playoffs, whatever it is. I want to hear what that woman has to say. So get on it, people.
Remember that woman that, where was it? Was it the leprechaun story? Remember that woman?
Yes, I do.
She was the best. Could have been a crackhead.
Yeah, that's right.
I loved her.
The best. Hey, we do have a big Kevin Bean show planned for you today, but I want to start with a little unusual story for this time of day. Usually we bring you something wacky where somebody gets shot or something. But I am fascinated with the field of regenerative medicine. I don't know if you guys care about this or not, but this is where they grow body parts, basically. And you can see where this is headed. I mean, we always, you see in science fiction movies, oh, you need a new heart? Here, check in.
Yeah.
We'll get you one.
I was going to say, I've seen a lot of movies where that happens.
Yeah. And it's going to happen. I mean, I have no doubt that eventually we're going to get to that point where you lose an arm, they put a new one on. You need a liver, they give you a liver. I mean, I think we're heading in that direction. There are already patients who have lab-grown blood vessels, windpipes, bladders. They're made by seeding a patient's cells into a scaffold, which is then implanted. I have no idea what that means.
What is that? Okay.
Like sort of a mold, I guess, that it grows around?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what it sounds like. And that's using cells from your own bodies. Well, there's a new story in the news today about the first organ that has been grown from cells from an embryo that have then been manipulated and then put inside, in this case, a mouse and grown a fully whole functional organ. The organ is called the thymus. You guys know what that is?
Nope.
I've heard of it.
It's part of the immune system. It is what creates the T cells in your body that fights infection.
Okay.
So it's a little thing that we don't think much about, but it's pretty important. It's near the heart, and it's a component of the immune system. And what scientists in Scotland have done is they have taken cells from an embryo, and then they mixed it with support role cells, placed it inside of a mouse, and it developed into a fully functional thymus.
Unbelievable.
Wow.
It's unbelievable. I mean, the implications for something like this, and of course it's still years away from them being able to do this in human, is like our friend Trinica that we spoke with on the air a few days ago. This is how you if you've got a bone marrow disease,
yeah.
This is what you do is you regenerate, you have T cells in there to fight infection and regenerate your bone marrow.
You don't have to wait for a donor.
Mm-hmm.
Right, exactly. Old people, as you age, your thymus becomes less and less effective. It might be something that you could use to help old people stop from getting sick, for instance. And the other sidebar on this article that I was unaware of, and I can't believe that this was not in the news, is this same lab in Scotland last year grew a brain that got to the ability of a 9-week-old fetus.
Fetus?
Really?
Yeah, a 9-week-old fetus. Yeah, a 9-week-old fetus. They grew a brain.
Can I have it?
Is it would be an upgrade, Kevin.
Is it available?
It doesn't say that it is available.
Huh.
But how crazy, and I know there are people who are going to be afraid of that. But
sure. Pretty Frankenstein-y.
Yeah.
It is kind of Frankenstein-y if you can grow a brain. Now, I guess, you know, they said a nine-week-old fetus, which probably it doesn't do a lot in the big picture. But, I mean, that is keeping the blood flowing and keeping the heart beating and things like that. I mean, I don't think it's getting into a lot of thinking at 9 weeks old.
No.
But it's still pretty remarkable that this is the path they're on.
No kidding. If they came to you and said, all right, Bean, here's what we need you to do. We need you to grow a brain and a liver and a couple of other things. Where would you start? There's no possible way to do it.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank God for smart Scottish people. That's absolutely true. But, I mean, you could already see the beginnings of where we're headed. And, you know, it's going to be probably, you know, most of this is going to be beyond our lifetimes. But there's going to come a time down the road where, you know, you got a guy like Beer Mug. Clearly, it's not working. It's damaged. Help. There's something.
Something really wrong. You got to replace a lot of stuff.
Yeah. He's going to
just start.
But you
over.
just
send
him
wholesale, yeah. Just everything.
When he gets to be around 4 or 5 and his parents realize he's so damaged, they just send him in for a new brain. They just start over.
Or they could start over now, even. I mean, is it ever too late?
I don't think so.
It's a good point.
All right. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Mead Show, shall we?
Anything you are excited looking forward to?
That's a great question. Looking forward to some live music. When we walk in, it's always fun to see all of the amps and all the equipment in the hallway.
Yep.
Because that means we have somebody here to perform live. Tove Lo will be here. Very excited about that. Adam Carolla with This Week in Rage. We have tickets for Made in America, and that, of course, is Kanye West and Weezer and Imagine Dragons. So that's coming up. We have Ease. It was E, right? Red carpet coverage?
Yep.
And Bean says you will not believe it.
I can't wait. I'm
very excited. I already watched 5 minutes of the coverage, by the way.
You already did or only did?
I only watched 5 minutes of the coverage.
You couldn't take more of it than that.
No, I couldn't.
Awesome. I can't wait. I don't know if you heard the story about the airplane that was forced to land because two people got in a fight over the reclining seat.
Not really. I haven't heard much about it.
And one of them was a woman, by the way.
Really?
How's that for a surprise?
What? Why do you say that? Just because guys fight more?
Yeah. Yeah. How often does a woman get into a fight over something?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know, but it's a sort of a weird thing where, look, if your seat reclines, seems to me like you can recline your seat.
If you're a dick, yeah, you can.
What? What?
What? Hold that thought.
What's wrong with you?
A lot's wrong with him.
Oh, my God.
So that's coming up as well, and we're going to talk to our old friend Steve-O on this morning's Kevin and Bean Show.
Okay.
So that's coming up. We'll take a break. We'll come back with the Showbiz Beat next. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's Kevin and Bean Show at 5:54.
If Ralph Garman were here right now, what do you think he'd be talking about?
He'd be talking about Full House, baby.
I hope not
full
house.
Mother effing house.
I hope that wouldn't be the answer.
That's what it would be. Full house.
Yay!
Big story yesterday. Big story.
A lot of excitement.
The return of Full House.
Somehow I missed all of that.
How did you miss the revival of Full House coming back to our TVs?
Couldn't Bob Saget have mentioned that when we saw him a few days ago?
Maybe it was top secret. Apparently it was. John Stamos is behind the reboot, but he wants to get the gang together and put him back on television. And I say, let's do it.
The same actors?
Yeah, bring the cast back.
And all the roles?
Reboot the series, start all over again.
Now, the way they usually do these is now Mary-Kate and Ashley have to have kids, and their husbands left them, and they move back in with their Uncle Jesse. I mean, it's going to be convoluted, right?
Hey, Debbie Downer, why don't you just relax? Glad you're not writing the script. Maybe they'll come up with something else.
That's
you don't know.
Good.
You don't know.
I don't know.
It's Candace guess,
Cameron.
Though, Bean.
Candace Cameron Bure is on board. Jodie Sweetin, Andrea Barber, they're all on board. Bob Saget and Dave Coulier.
Wow.
Will also be involved. And the only thing is, no one knows whether one or both of the Olsen twins will be back. So.
They all seem to still be friendly, get along.
Yeah, very much so.
So maybe so.
Now the Olsen twins, if I'm not mistaken. They played one kid, right? There was one character that both the twins played. That's what they do with
they?
Babies. They do that with babies so that they can
they don't have to work for so long.
Right. Yeah. So I guess we just need one of the Olsen twins to come back, really. Or they could take turns. They don't really look identical anymore. So.
Yeah. Interesting.
Each of them is worth like
$1 billion.
Yeah, so they don't need the work. So. They would have to come back out of their own sort of volition to want to participate with the old gang. But Full House, back! Woo! Woo!
Yeah, I...
Woo. You don't know, man.
Come on, Kevin, get on board.
I'm not... I mean, okay.
Here's some news Kevin can get behind. Kim Kardashian is expanding her acting career.
Yes!
See, I knew that would excite you.
Wait, she has an acting career?
Yeah, yeah. She's going to guest star in an episode of Two Broke Girls. Wow, this story has everything. It's got horrible Kim Kardashian on the horrible TV show Two Broke Girls.
Why is she famous anyway?
Apparently, she'll play herself in the episode where she comes into the cupcake shop that these two girls own in order to shoot some of her Keeping Up with the Kardashians reality series.
Porn star Kim Kardashian.
October 27th is when that episode will air. So mark your calendars and then shoot your television just before it comes on, or else you're screwed. And it looks like Hawkeye will be showing up in Captain America 3.
Yes!
More Hawkeye.
That guy can see like a hawk.
Nope.
What?
You know who Hawkeye is from the Avengers.
Yeah, I know.
What does he do?
He sees like a hawk.
No, he doesn't.
Was he Jeremy Renner?
Jeremy Renner, okay. With his bow and arrow.
So he likes to sit up in trees, in a perch in a tree, and just do nothing.
No, no.
Okay.
He shoots his bow and arrow.
Okay.
He's got trick arrows that he can take people out long distance with his arrows.
All right.
Looks like he'll be joining Black Widow and Cap on his latest adventure, so more of the Marvel characters being spread around all these motion pictures. No word on whether Alan Alda will reprise the role or not.
The first thing I thought when you said
you're
Hawkeye.
Adorable.
It's a good poll.
Adorable.
You're adorable.
I thought of it and said I'm not going to say it because the guys would yell at me.
Yes, and we should.
You notice I did not say it either.
I did say it, so bite me, everybody. Today's celebrity birthdays, actor Aaron Paul, Emmy Award winner.
You think he misses being on Breaking Bad? Oh, wait. He talks about it every single day.
Well, I'm sure people ask him about it every day.
Maybe he enjoys working with his coworkers on that show. Maybe that's what he misses.
Well, I wish that for you one day, Ralph.
I would like to experience that. I think that'd be really novel and refreshing. He's 35 years old. Sarah Chalk is 38. Tony Canal, bassist for No Doubt, is 44. Just yesterday, there was a No Doubt birthday. Who was
Adrian?
Adrian, right?
Yeah.
And Paul Rubens, Pee-wee Herman himself, 62 years old today. He's 62.
Wow, that's crazy.
He looks identical to the way he did 30 years
40
ago.
40 years ago.
Craziness.
La, la, la.
He's He's 62 years old.
It's a Pee Wee off.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show, Miss B.
Later this morning, we have tickets for Made in America. Talking about Kanye West and Weezer's going to be there, Imagine Dragons, a whole bunch more. And
we'll give
you a chance to win coming up.
So funny, we see all these huge multi-act festival shows, and I know Coachella's not that far away, but very few of them actually happen in Los Angeles. So it's kind of cool to have a big big-name show like that happening around town. I was thinking yesterday, late in the show, we had a conversation about this band, ISIS. Now, Ralph brought up an excellent point, which is every once in a while, it's just bad luck for a company. Like the diet chocolates that used to be very popular in the 70s and 80s. It was a brand called AIDS. And it wasn't their fault that that was their name, and then something else came along that was better known as AIDS, but it pretty much killed the brand.
Yeah, I don't know that anybody wants to buy it after that word becomes so, you know, just destructive.
Right. A few years ago, there was a story about how Chevy was trying to export their Nova around the world, and they found out that nobody in a Spanish-speaking country wants to buy a car whose name is Won't Run. Doesn't go.
No go.
So every once in a while, you just have bad luck with your product. It's not your fault. It just is. Well, that's what's going on with this band called ISIS. ISIS is a hard rock band that has been around for a long time, 15 years. They got 9 albums out, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, now everybody knows ISIS as this terrorist group. What is it, Lisa? It's this Islamic State of Iraq and Syria, right?
Yes, that's right.
And they are very bad guys. They're Al-Qaeda-esque. They're the ones who beheaded that American journalist last week. So what's poor ISIS supposed to do?
The rock band. What? But are they still together?
No, they are disbanded now. They broke up a couple of years ago, but they still have an active online presence. They still have a Facebook page. They still keep their fans up to date with what the members are doing. They still have merchandise, for instance.
Boy,
who's going to want to walk around right now wearing an ISIS T-shirt?
That is not going to work.
I don't know.
Let me hear a little bit about that band, ISIS. I miss them musically. I'm not sure. I think I'm okay without the band.
We don't need the band to get back together, first of all.
But I do feel kind of bad for them. We thought it might be interesting to find out, you know, because they're getting so much blowback from their fans who are kind of uncomfortable with being ISIS fans now because of what ISIS means. We thought it might be interesting to find out what that's like for inside the band. So we asked producer Dave, who could we talk to? And I guess one-time guitarist for the band ISIS, no affiliation with the terrorist group, Luke McRock, joins us on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hi, Luke. Welcome to the show, my friend.
Hey, what's up, brother?
Well, we're doing fine. This is, I bet the last thing you expected in a million years was that the band ISIS would be in the news in 2014.
This is crazy, man. Who could believe that they'd still be talking about ISIS, huh?
Well, I mean, there's new conversation about ISIS because it's a terrorist group.
ISIS still rocks!
Is that you playing the guitar right here on the phone?
That's right, man. I work my fingers every day, man. You never know when you're going to get a call from another rock band that needs a rock!
Jeez. You are good. So, even though the group ISIS is no longer together, you still do have fans around the world, and you have been hearing from them a lot online, right?
Yeah, man. A lot of people come up to me and say, "Yo, Luke, you were in ISIS, right?" I go, "Yeah, man." And so they're saying, "Ooh, why are you trying to kill all the Christians?" And I'm like, "No, man. It's not the case. And people are confused online. We're getting hate mail and death threats and stuff. This is a bummer."
Yeah, it is a bummer. Now, is there any because now that people are talking about you again, might it be a time to make some phone calls and try to get the band back together?
I called him, man. I said, "Let's get back together." I wasn't in the band that long. I was only in it for about a year, and I was just in the touring band. Didn't really record with them.
Okay.
And then, so I said, "Come on, let's get out there, take advantage of all the publicity." They said no.
Yeah. Well, the publicity is bad, and I know that they say that there is no such thing as bad publicity, but it's a militant Islamic group that's killing people.
Listen, I have had a long history of being in bands with bad names.
You have?
Yeah, things that turn out not well. Years ago, I was a band called Happy Panther Vehicle.
Okay.
We went by HPV.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's unpleasant.
Nobody
for a lot of people.
Nobody wanted to just walk around with a shirt with HPV on it.
Well, yeah, well, I can see that.
Years ago, I was a band called Hurricane Sandy. Who could have guessed that there would be an actual Hurricane Sandy?
That's a strange band name.
That's unfortunate.
We were in Princess Diana's Limo. We were in a band called that years ago. Who could have guessed that would have happened, man? We thought that was safe.
You have extraordinary bad luck.
Kris Jenner's Mothering Skills was another band I was in. Who could have guessed, man?
That just turned awful for you.
My very first band in high school was called the Shuttle Challenger. Who could have known, man?
Wow.
I just left a band called Ebola about 6 months ago.
Is that right? Wow.
And now my new band's broken up, man.
Wow.
The Ferguson Police Department.
Wait, you were in a band called the Ferguson Police Department.
Yeah, who could have guessed, man?
Seems 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's Kevin and Bean Show at 6:34.
Wow, the guitarist in ISIS would not like us playing something so lightweight.
Yeah,
very disappointed if he were listening to the show. Hey, live music on the program from Tove Lo joining us later on today. Also, our old friend Steve-O is in trouble with the law. We'll find out what's going on with that. And This Week in Rage with Adam Carolla. It's all coming up. Kevin, you probably don't watch anything on the E channel, I would imagine.
I don't, no.
I don't either, but I did set up my DVR to record the red carpet arrivals at the Emmys this weekend, not because I planned on watching it, but because every once in a while something happens, and I thought it would be nice to have it available if I need to go back and pick it up, if I hear about some incident.
So you read about it online, maybe, you go back and look at it. If not, you just delete it.
Like a couple of years ago with the ashes that were spilled on Ryan Seacrest, remember?
Right.
From Borat Guy.
That was awesome.
By the way, Ryan Seacrest not on the red carpets anymore. He finally gave up one of his jobs. He doesn't do those anymore. Crazy. But unfortunately, Juliana Rancic, I think is her name, does. Oh, I hate her so much.
Did you watch it? Why did you?
I saw the first 5 minutes of it. I set it up. I was in the room. I set it up to record. So I saw this is the first 5 minutes of the E! Red Carpet coverage at the Emmys. And she is, I guess she's popular on that channel, at least I want to say.
I think so. Yeah.
She looks like a lollipop with an alien face. That's the girl that we're talking about, if that sums it up. But let's see what she's talking about on the red carpet.
The big news here on the E! Platform tonight. And the big news really all over this red carpet. Everyone's talking about it. I think McConaughey's really excited about this, too. That's a lie. But anyway, the big news is behind this sparkly drape over here. This is our newest innovation. Okay, first came the Stiletto Cam, then the Glam Cam, then the Glam Cam 360.
Okay, so there's a Stiletto Cam, which I guess is some way to look at shoes on the red carpet.
You mean like only shoes?
Just spotlight on the shoes because everybody has questions about the shoes. Wow. The girls want to see them close up. Then there was the Glam Cam, and I don't know exactly what that is, but the Glam Cam 360, I know, is a platform that you stand up on, and then it has one of those 360-degree cameras that goes all the way around so you can see the dress that you're wearing from every angle.
Wow.
So she's unveiling something new on the red carpet for the 2014 Emmys.
Then the Manny Cam.
Oh, that's right. Ladies, the Manny Cam is the one where it's a little box that you put your hand in, and is it supposed to be so you can see jewelry? Is that why?
I guess.
Or is it to look at manicures? I don't know.
It's got to be jewelry.
What is happening?
All right, let's find.
Come on.
I know, right?
Ladies and gentlemen, I cannot wait. It's time. It is time to reveal the new clutch cam.
The new what?
The clutch cam.
The clutch cam. You know what a clutch is?
Is that a purse?
Yeah.
Yes.
Without
a
strap?
Little purse. It's a little purse that I guess you carry on the red carpet.
Right.
And so they have a camera that they attached to a clutch?
I think with the clutch cam, it's similar to the Manny Cam in that you put it up on a pedestal or something, and then it rotates, and then you get to ooh and ah over it as it goes around.
Do I see all of these at the same time, or is it one and then the next? Like, how does this work?
Too much excitement here. They need to slow it down over at E. Take it easy.
Wow, look at that. Okay, clutches. They're going to be super hot this season, people. So we created the Clutch Cam to show off every detail. This is mine by Raoul Wolf.
Okay, so I guess clutches are a thing that's a name brand thing that you have?
Well, just like purses are, yeah.
Okay, and she's showing hers off now, I guess.
We're going to see some beautiful ones tonight. So stars, bring us your clutches. And be careful what's in them, because I'm going to ask you to open up your clutches, because don't you just want to know what people in Hollywood carry around? Some of it's probably a little scandalous, but you know what? Should I wait for it here? Taylor Schilling is coming.
Okay. We are 1 minute into this show,
by the way. I'm surprised you haven't already canceled the recording and moved on to something else.
Canceled E entirely.
And canceled my DVR.
Yes.
We are 1 minute into this show that lasted 3 hours, by the way, and she's about to interview her first guest.
And then I'll open up mine and hers. Hi, Taylor Schilling. How are you, sweetie? Taylor Schilling, yes.
Hi.
How are you, Gorge?
How are you, Gorge?
Well,
they're pals.
Now, one of the things that
I'm going to start working that in. I think I can do it.
How are you, Gorge? One of the things that I hate about red carpets, and one of the reasons why we were so terrible at it, is the whole point of red carpets is she's not happy to see Taylor. Taylor's not happy to see Juliana. They're playing a part. They're playing the, we're smiley, happy, friendly friends on the red carpet, and we're going to pretend to be interested in what the other one has said, when really all they want to do is go home. Neither one of them wants to be there. It's a miserable exchange for both of them, but they have to suck up, and they have to pretend, and they have to play nice for the cameras, and boy, do they.
I'm so good. I feel so good right now. You guys look so great at these things.
No, you look amazing. Who are you wearing?
Zubair Murad.
So pretty.
Thank you.
I love this, like, color, if you will.
Yeah, it's like a very... It's a non-color.
This is on TV, by the way, this conversation.
I like this color, if you will.
These are not people who are sitting next to each other having small talk at the hair salon.
But this is before
on television.
No, this was before it started airing. This is like a test.
This is on the air, Kevin. This is an interview.
It's a non-color. I enjoy a nice non-color.
It's gorgeous. But you know what I mean? It's very like muted and simple and sophisticated and gorgeous.
It didn't feel like a throwback, but it just felt sort of timeless.
I think it looks timeless, and
you maybe should use that word to describe what you're wearing.
What?
Timeless. That's like something else somebody else says. I feel timeless.
I feel timeless.
I feel timeless and classy.
How do you guys think it's going so far?
I'm going to
stop it.
Hit myself in the head with a hammer.
Wow. Wow.
Enough already.
We're almost 2 minutes.
What?
It's been less than a minute since the last time
it's
I gave you the 1 minute update.
It's been half an hour since you started playing it. This is unbelievable.
You look like old Hollywood glamour.
Yeah, right.
I love your jewelry, by the way.
Thank you. It's Forever Mark.
I'm wearing Forever Mark.
You are?
Look at that ring.
They're like cake and kiss each other.
Oh, my God.
Hi, Forever Mark. Kissing.
And there's no sniper, there's nobody who can, there's no smart bomb, there's nothing that can be done to take these ladies out. Look, I like Taylor Schilling a lot. I love Orange is the New Black. We've had her on our show as a guest. We know that she is a smart, interesting woman. What's happening? What happens to you when you get in front of Juliana on the red carpet?
Stop doing what you're doing.
You're talking about what you wear.
Okay, but wouldn't you think that they would sort of... Even if they're going to do it, just do it rather quickly. Who are you wearing? You look nice. Strange color. Let's move on.
Is she afraid there's like nobody who's going to come up behind
her?
Maybe
she's
just going to be standing
maybe
there
she's
vamping?
She's the only person, and so she has to talk to her about everything she can think of.
That's what's going on, because this is the first person on the red carpet, so maybe she's just stalling. Let's do a little bit more.
Love that.
Okay, so yeah.
Your earrings too?
Yeah.
They're
the
stunning.
Whole thing. I know, really, this cuff thing is really my most favorite thing in the world. Very cool.
You look insane. I'm just going to throw that out there.
I really appreciate you saying that.
Okay.
I'm gonna take it.
Haven't we already established that this girl thinks this girl looks good and the other girl thinks this girl looks good too?
You look insane. No, you look insane. No, you, seriously, you're pretty. No, you're pretty.
But seriously, you're gorgeous.
Taylor, I'm going to.
Big things happening over here.
There's a big thing. You are the very first celebrity ever to use our clutch cam.
No,
yes,
kidding.
Yes. So go ahead, throw your clutch on there. What clutch is that? Raoul Wolf. What's wrong with us?
I don't know. This is absurd.
Do we get ready together? Okay, go ahead. Put it over there.
All right, this is big doings. This is the first time the clutch cam's ever been used, you guys.
Look at that.
So is it like rotating? God.
Yeah, it's like rotating, and then we're all ooing and aahing like it's a new car in the showroom, exactly.
Oh, my God, stunning. You can just appreciate every plane, every shade of glistening white in that. It's gorgeous.
How many clutches did you go through?
How much I enjoyed my clutch until I saw it in your clutch cam.
See, that's how we work.
I can't.
No, I like it. Let's keep going.
I can't do any more,
guys. I like it. I'm good with it.
Look, I understand that the show, part of the reason that show exists on E! Is because ladies at home want to see what everybody's wearing, because that's part of the draw of these award shows. I totally get that. I know that it's not for me.
But couldn't they do...
Look, I'm a lady at home, and I like to see what they're wearing too, but this makes me want to gouge my eyes and ears out.
Yeah, can't they do it in a way that's not insulting?
And not
that's
nauseating.
Not nauseating. Yes, thank you, Lisa. I mean, again, I know it's not for me, but what we just heard and what we saw on the TV on
was
Monday
rehearsal.
Afternoon, it can't be for anybody, right? There's nobody who sits back and goes, I'm enjoying this.
This
right?
is the best. I can't wait for the next dress for 10 minutes of talk and the clutch cam.
I mean, there have to be other channels that are still available, right?
Seriously, you're going to stop this right now. Know that? Stop. Stop.
I'm with him.
I cannot believe this.
I'm with that guy. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show at 6:53.
Anything you are excited to looking forward to?
Just Ralph Garvin in the Showbiz Beat here on a Wednesday morning Kevin and Bean Show.
Before I beat you, let me give you something. How about The Simpsons Take the Bowl?
Yay!
And by that, I mean the Hollywood Bowl. The Los Angeles Philharmonic will be playing live music accompanying some of your favorite scenes of The Simpsons up on the big screen. It's a celebration of a quarter century of The Simpsons. 25 years. Plenty of special guests, a fireworks finale, a salute to The Simpsons. It'll be the Springfield Bowl.
for the evening. September the 12th is the night we've got tickets for. If you'd like to go, call me now, 1-800-520-1067. You'll get two winners. We'll get a pair of passes to the September 12th show at the Hollywood Bowl. If you don't win, you can still go. If you go to HollywoodBowl.com, the tickets are available for the 12th, the 13th, and the 14th of September. It's going to be a three-night event, so check it out. The Simpsons at the Bowl.
Can you repeat the part of this stuff where you said all about the things?
Sure. HollywoodBowl.com for more details. Kevin Spacey was rocking a cane at the Emmy Awards. Oh,
did he have a cane cam?
They didn't have a cane cam. That Julianna Rancic, she is unbearable. Oh, she's
I can't
awful
picture her because I haven't watched that network in so long. It's so irrelevant.
She's the one who looks like a gray. Look, she looks like, you know, when they sketch the aliens?
Yeah.
With a giant bulbous head and, like, giant slanted black dead eyes.
Right.
And then a stick body.
Right.
That's Julianna Rancic.
All right.
Yeah.
She married the winner of the first season of The Apprentice, Kevin, if you remember Bill Rancic. That's her husband. And they do a lot of reality TV together, those two.
They're unbearable.
Yeah, it sounds terrible.
Everything on E! Is horrible.
Yeah.
Unless they're a sponsor, then they're wonderful. But think about it. The Kardashians and Seacrest and that thing and Chelsea Handler and Fashion Police with Joan Rivers. It's just the network of hell.
Boy, that is an awful lot of strikes to not be out yet.
That's what I'm saying. He's just punishing us.
Chelsea Handler came out on the Emmys, right?
She's
gay?
MTV. I forget which
VMA,
one.
VMAs.
VMAs, okay. VMAs. So she comes out of the VMAs, and she starts talking, and my daughter says to me, out of the blue, and I've never, you know, she hasn't heard our opinion of she's like, is she supposed to be funny?
She's supposed to be.
And I said, I think. She's sure not.
Last night was her big farewell show on E!
Yeah.
It was her final show.
Oh, it must have been tearful.
Goodbye. And I didn't watch any of it. You know, there was much rejoicing in my household, but I didn't actually watch any of it. But apparently it was like star-studded. Like Miley Cyrus was there and Jennifer. She's got all these high
Sandra
powered
Bullock was there.
Showbiz
I know.
Friends.
And people I don't, that I like.
I don't get the fascination with her, why people gather around her.
She's strangely not funny.
Aggressively not funny.
Yeah.
In your face not funny.
But try.
And she's a comedian, though, right?
Yes.
It's the worst kind of not funny, though, in that she's trying really hard to be funny, and she's being not funny.
And it's that attitude of, like, I'm so much funnier and smarter than you. It's like, you better be funnier and smarter than me if you're going to cop that attitude.
Yeah, that's true.
Ralph, I'm on E! Right now just to see what they got going on for today. We forgot Botched.
Botched, the plastic surgery show.
They have Rich Kids of Beverly Hills.
The Instagram kids.
That's also them. Did we mention the Fashion Police?
Yeah, I did. I did bring them.
All right, also the Fashion Police. All right, they're okay, there is one bright spot in the E! Channel. We cannot obliterate the entire network because they do still run The Soup.
Oh, that's
all right.
True. I forgot
they
about
do
the
have
soup.
The soup. They that's got, that's right. about it.
The soup.
That's a, so a half hour today is all you're allowed to watch, kids.
We'll let them live because of the soup.
Wow.
Poor Joel. He's over there. He's on an island just surrounded by all that crap.
Clutch cam.
Yeah.
That happened.
Anyway, the reason I brought it up, this all spun off into that conversation, was Kevin Spacey was rocking a cane at the Emmy Awards. Walking with a cane. Everybody's like, ugh. It's a little affected, isn't it, to be in your tuxedo
like a fashion
with your
accessory?
Cane. Yeah, it turns out he actually needed it, though.
Oh.
Strained his hamstring on the tennis court while racing for a drop shot, he said, which he made, he added.
Yeah.
But
he needs a better story.
He needed that cane to support his leg. So that's what everybody was talking about, his cane the next day. It was not a fashion statement. It was actually a necessity.
I would have told people I was at the Suge Knight party. That's what I would have gone
would
with.
You? You got shot in the ass?
Rather than tennis.
Tennis? What's wrong with tennis?
Nothing, but it's not exactly the way you want to get injured, I don't think.
We've got a new Bachelor!
Woo!
Are you with me?
No, no one's with you.
Come on, Bachelor!
Endless. Come on.
Wow! Hey,
what's going on?
Yeah!
I'm gonna have some fun.
We have some fun now. Chris Soules is our new Bachelor.
Oh, I can't believe Chris Soules.
The farmer.
The farmer.
And he didn't want the farmer.
Oh,
but America loved the farmer.
Because he farms like a mother effer.
He is a dreamy farmer.
He really is.
He's a farmer. He's got his own farm in Iowa.
Right.
And he's dreamy and the ladies love him.
Sure.
And now they will be competing for his affections on The Bachelor. I'm telling you something. We made a huge mistake by not doing a Bachelor in Paradise update.
Because
that
it was
show
that bad?
Has been spectacular this season.
Worse than regular?
Yes, and that's what makes it better than regular.
Yeah, I mean, it does come around at some point to being so bad it's entertaining.
There was a two-night event this week, Monday and Tuesday night, back-to-back episodes. And the rose ceremony, there was vomiting going on.
All right.
There was a girl who said, the dumbest girl, I told you about this girl. She was the one who said, I'm torn between these two guys right now. It's like 80-40.
Yeah.
That girl. last night she said, I think she has a guilty conscience. And I was like, what? Rolling around on the couch. It was just such good times.
I have no comment.
I can't believe that show's not on E.
Oh, come on. Bachelor in Paradise is the best. You're missing out, man. Today's celebrity birthdays, Aaron Paul. Emmy Award winning Aaron Paul, 35 years old today. Sarah Chalk, remember her from Scrubs?
Mm-hmm.
38 years old. Tony Kanal from No Doubt, the bass player for that band, is 44. Actress Alexa Vega, remember her from Spy Kids? She's all grown up now. She's 26
years old. The little girl?
Yeah.
Okay.
And is she belly rough?
She's lovely, yes. She's absolutely bell-worthy, 26 years old today. And Paul Rubens.
I thought you were talking about her belly. I couldn't understand.
Does she have a belly?
What the hell kind of question is that?
Paul Rubens, Mr. Pee-wee Herman himself, 62 years old today. He's 62. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
1 hour from right now. Very excited. Some live music on the Kevin and Bean Show from Tove Lo.
Let's do it.
Nope. Tove Lo. Tove Lo is going to be here performing live for us. She's delightful. She's Swedish, don't you know? I'm very excited to meet her.
Yeah. Can't wait to hear you bore her with Swedish facts.
need a place to crash next time I'm in Stockholm, so sure. I hope it goes well with Tove. All right. There's a story that has just set the whole country on fire. There's a huge controversy that will affect anybody who ever flies. You're going to pick somebody to root for in this fight. Let's hear the story, if we could, please, of United Airlines Flight 1462.
But one bizarre battle over legroom got an entire flight grounded, and Trace Gallagher has the details. Trace?
The battle was over something called the knee defender, Megan, which is really just a pair of vice clamps that you clip onto your tray table so the passenger in front of you cannot recline. Of course, those using the knee defender are free to recline themselves. In this case, the man was sitting in Economy Plus, so he had 4 extra inches of legroom, but apparently it wasn't enough. Witnesses say the woman turned around and asked the man to remove the gadget. He refused. Then flight attendants told him to remove it again. He said no. So the woman offered him a glass of water in the face. That's when the flight from Newark to Denver took a pit stop in Chicago. Both the man and woman were escorted off, but they were not arrested because it was deemed a customer service issue. Now, maybe the man should have given the woman a knee defender courtesy card. I'm not kidding. It's an actual card you place on the seat in front of you, and it reads, I can estimate your reclined seat maybe a couple of inches, and maybe I can do that at some point. If you would like me to recline your seat this much at some point during the flight, please let me know, and I will do that. Imagine getting that card.
What?
No.
Wow, this is getting ugly, you guys.
They diverted the plane?
Yes, they did. They make both of the passengers get off the plane, right. Now, the knee defender, which I have only heard of very infrequently, it doesn't seem like it's something that's used all that often.
I've never heard of it. A lot
more of these stories. It is not prohibited by the FAA, but it is banned by all the airlines, so they do not allow you to use it. So the guy who put the knee defender up is absolutely in the wrong here. When the flight attendant comes up to him and says, you have to remove that from your seat, he absolutely should have.
Right.
His intent, however, was to not have this woman squash him while he was trying to work on his laptop in the seat behind. He's in a middle seat in row 12, okay?
Sucks for him.
Yep.
It sure does. What's happening here, you guys, in my opinion, is that people are getting bigger and seats are getting smaller and the space between seats are getting smaller. The most shocking thing that I have seen on this story is the Boeing 737, which was introduced in 1967 with 100 seats on it. The model that comes out next year will have 200 seats on it.
Yeah. All right.
That's how much less room there is on planes. In the last 15 years, the space between rows has dropped by more than 10%, from 34 inches to just 32 or 30, or in some flights, even 28 inches. Many airlines, by the way, and this is the trend of the future, are just making seats that you can't recline on anymore. Like JetBlue and United are doing that.
Really?
Spirit Airlines is doing that. You just can't put your seat back anymore.
Huh.
Because there's just not enough room anymore.
Well, I mean, that seat does go back like an inch and a half. So you can see the trouble that would cause. Look, I'm 6'2". Anybody that's 5'11", I would guess, is miserable on a plane because the seats are not made for, they're made for short people. If you're tall, you're screwed.
You know what? They're not made for me either because the way...
And you're like 4'8".
Yeah, with the way that that thing that your neck is supposed to rest against rests against the back of my head. So I'm actually sitting forward, like bent over in that seat.
I wish you could all see what Lisa's doing right now. She's got her own hand on the back of her head.
Thank you so much for acting that out for us, Lisa. Look, we could all agree that the seats have gotten smaller and there's not as much room as there
once
was.
And Leon's gotten larger.
But what about putting your seat back? Let's just talk about that from the courtesy standpoint. Let's just talk about putting your seat back. Let's go around the room and ask what your policy is. Like, Lisa May, when you're on an airplane, what's your policy on putting your seat back?
I put my seat back when I'm able to do it, when we're allowed to. I am miserable in that seat the way that I have to sit in it.
And do you at all look behind you to see what the situation is on the person behind you, or is it that's his problem?
That's his problem, and the person in front of me is absolutely free to put their seat back.
And can't the guy behind her put his seat back?
We can all go back.
All right, Kevin, what's your policy?
My policy is I do try to look behind me, but like I said, those seats are not made for tall people at all, so I try to recline if I can without being too much trouble.
Mugs?
Yeah, if the seat goes back, I'm using it. And if the person behind me has a problem, well, he can move his seat back too. If he's in an exit row, the only place you really can't recline your seat, well, he has 10 inches in front of him anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Thank you for confusing the issue.
Okay. You went to him, Bean. I'm just putting that on you.
I know. We can always count on Mugs to change the conversation, can't we? I don't believe in putting my seat back at all.
That's
it is just
nuts.
Not something I do because I think the seats were invented, the reclining seat was invented in a time when there was a lot more space than there is right now. And I just think it's going to make the person behind me really uncomfortable if I put my seat back.
Right, except for they can put their seat back.
But that doesn't help them with leg room, though. Putting your seat back doesn't help them with leg room, and it doesn't help them if they're eating off of a tray table or if they're using, like in the case of this guy in the story, if they're using a laptop on a tray table. Putting your seat back doesn't help you with that at all.
Well, it's still, it would.
It's still up against your forehead, basically, the seat in front of you is, if you're trying to eat or work on a laptop or something like
Here's
that.
Here's what's funny. Bean is the guy who has told us several times that when he gets on a plane and a pregnant woman asks him to switch seats, he will not. He will not do that.
Yeah.
He tells them no. That's his seat. He booked it for a reason, and he doesn't want to move. And then yesterday we were having this conversation in the office, and we were talking about the seat back going back, and Bean's like, oh, I think that's an a-hole move. That's an a-hole move.
You're a dick to do that.
Yeah, that's what he said.
Person in the whole room who my seat back.
I think it's a dick move, and I think that it's going to be a moot point when you can't recline seats anymore on most
Of course it's going to be a moot point.
But right now it's not a moot point because you can recline seats.
And then Bean said, I treat others like I would like to be treated. He said that.
Yes, I do, by the way.
No, you don't, because when
Absolutely,
pregnant women want to change seats with you, you say no.
And if you want another seat, you would like that person to say yes, so you don't
I
treat
would never
people
don't
like you
do
want.
That. I would never ask someone to switch seats with me so that I could sit in a different place on a plane.
But
that is me treating somebody like I would want to be treated.
That's true. Bean never travels with anyone who loves him, so he doesn't have to worry about sitting with someone.
We want to take some calls on this, by the way, and find out what your policy is on the reclining seats on an airplane. I think it's a dick move.
It doesn't affect your leg room, by the way, at all when someone puts their seat back.
It absolutely does.
No, it doesn't.
Absolutely does.
Because your knees are at the pivot point of where that seat back goes. So it is pivoting back that 2 inches. The top of that seat may come closer to your face.
Right.
But there's no difference between the span of leg room between your seat and their seat where you sit on a chair.
I disagree. My opinion on that has always been it does sort of suck for the person behind you. But, oh, well, that's the way the plane's made. That's their seat.
But that's like saying
so
it's
what?
A loophole, Kevin, so I'm going to take advantage of the loophole. That's like saying because I can drive past a whole bunch of cars that are waiting to exit a freeway and cut in at the last minute. Because I technically can do that, I'm going to. It doesn't make it less of a dick move because you can do it.
No, if they put their seat back then the same distance, they are still the same distance they were from the back of your seat when they put their seat back.
I don't think that's true.
Well, it's just science.
How can you not think that's true?
Because I don't think it's true because I think the back of the seat does move back a little bit as well when the seat reclines.
Okay, but so does yours. So it's the same amount of distance.
We're going to take some phone calls on this at 1-800.
Or you can just ignore the facts.
No, no. I mean, I disagree with you on that.
You
I mean,
can't.
That's all I can say about
but
that.
But you can measure
the distance.
The seats go back the same amount.
Right.
So
I am telling you.
So if seat A goes back, then seat B goes back. They're the same distance.
I don't think that's true. And maybe it's because I'm taller than all of you. But I am telling you that when somebody in front of me on an airplane puts their seat back, the bottom part of their seat smashes into my knees. Having nothing to do with the top part.
It does to me as well, but then you go,
well, Ralph
this
is saying that the bottom of the seat doesn't move any closer to the person. I'm saying he's wrong.
Well, because your knees are so high. That's what you're saying.
So yes,
it's
your
the
knees
top
are high.
Part
that's
of
right.
the
For most
seat.
People who put their feet yeah. forward under the seat in front of them, their knees are at the same level as the right. pivot point of the seat, so it's not pushing back on their knees.
It's certainly workable. You just go, ah, that's uncomfortable on my knees, so I'm going to change my position and put my feet underneath the seat.
Of course.
Put my seat back.
As long as you don't want to use your tray table, I guess that would help a little bit. If you're trying to use your tray table, as many people are, though, then you got a world of hurt going
no,
on with that
No, you don't
seat
have any world of hurt.
You.
Do you understand planes?
I'm on a lot of planes.
Okay, so the guy in front of you moves his seat back and you move your seat back. You still have the same amount of room for your tray.
Not if you're sitting forward, though, you don't. Not
but
if
don't
you're
sit
upright
forward.
And
recline.
Sitting forward.
Yeah, why don't you recline?
Because you can't. Because you can't recline and then also use the laptop, for instance, on a tray table or sit
can.
Upright
yes,
to eat on a
can.
Plane. Look, you screaming doesn't make it more true, okay? I'm telling you.
You denying it doesn't make it less true.
I'm fascinated by your logic.
We
if
have
you
to
want to
get
use...
in a plane with Bean, I know what
are
the
you reclining back
on.
To a full reclined position? Are you laying down in a bed when you recline? How can you not eat off your tray table?
I don't recline at all.
Well, then you should have no problems.
Is that comfortable for you?
No, it's not.
And so you choose to be uncomfortable.
No, I don't
That's
choose
on
to.
You,
but,
then.
But
not
I'm
on the
trying,
person in front of you.
But I'm trying not to recline on the person who sits behind me because
well,
I think it's an use of their space.
I wouldn't care. That, recline.
But, okay, so that's thoughtful, Bean, but you can't argue that.
It's not a dick move.
Right.
It's just your choice.
You're being thoughtful in that situation, which does shock us all. I'll give you that. But... It's if the airline makes the seats that way, then you live with it.
Can go for the loophole.
There's no loophole.
The way the seats are made.
There's no loophole.
It's a loophole because that is from an era where people had more room, where putting the seat back in front of you didn't make that much of a difference to the
and
person
here's
behind
the
you.
Thing. You.
Now
fly
it does.
First class.
Sometimes I do. There are a lot of times I'm on a flight. I'm on two flights in the next 2 weeks, by the way, that are not first class, that are on smaller planes where everybody's seats are the same.
And you know what? It's going to suck for you. Oh, well. That's the way I look at it. You just I'll live.
It sucks to fly. Of course I live. Look, I didn't come in here today, guys, complaining about what was going on in my life. We're talking about this story that's in the news right now.
Yeah,
and we're asking...
You're just making no sense.
All right, let's take calls.
Let's
move on, take calls.
We have a lot of calls.
Okay.
So do we have time here or do we need to take a break?
No, we have to take a break.
All right, we'll take a break. Right. We'll come back.
Steve-O joins us in minutes to find out what kind of trouble he's in law with the police this time. In about 50 minutes or so, we'll talk to him. In the meantime, we're getting to your calls at 1-800-520-1067. There's a debate going on in this country as a result of a story in the news. Some pastors got into a fight over somebody wanting to recline the seat of the person in front of them. I'm with you, Bean. Airline seats should not be reclined. Whatever minuscule comfort you gain by reclining your seat 5 degrees is negated tenfold by the aggravation and discomfort you cause the person behind you. It makes it difficult to get in and out of your seat. Makes it difficult to read or eat. You feel like you're in a coffin. Says Mark.
Okay. Yeah, that's accurate. I would like to say, though, is if he can recline his seat, then to me that whole argument is null and void.
I know it seems like that to you. That's not how it seems to work in the real world for a lot of people, me included. Tom writes in with a completely different opinion. Reclining on a plane is like pooping in the restroom at work. Nobody wants someone to, but you don't have the right to be mad if they do. So makes a lot of sense, too. All right, let's grab a couple of phone calls here. Let's start with Maureen. She's in Garden Grove. She's on line 5. Let's see what she's got to say.
Hi, Maureen.
Hi, good morning. Hi, Mr. May.
Good morning.
So reclining seats on airplanes, are you an a-hole?
I think the airlines are the a-holes.
Yeah.
The airlines allow it to happen, so they're the a-holes?
Exactly.
Okay.
And I think that the more fights break out, the better, because then they'll have to make them bigger.
She means because they keep shrinking the seats in the room.
They're not going to ever make them bigger. I mean, look, a lot of these airlines are they'll tell you they're barely making money as it is, and based on how many go out of business, they might be right, so they want to sell as many tickets as possible.
Yeah. And it does seem to be the world's most giant headache for them to go when you're taking off and you have to put that seat up that inch and a half. That does seem to be a huge issue on every flight ever, which I'm not sure.
Thank you for the call, though. We appreciate that. Let's go to Tara, line three. She's in Lakeview Terrace, and she's up next. Hi, Tara.
Hi, guys. How you doing? Good.
Hi, good morning.
Reclining seats on airplanes. You do it?
Yeah. I've never even heard of this before. I can't believe why wouldn't you be able to recline your seat? That's what you pay for. You pay. I try to go to sleep on every flight, so I don't understand why. I didn't even know this was an issue. You would think that you'd be able to recline your seat. I just didn't even know that this was an argument.
It became an argument when these two people started having a fight, and the guy was using that protect your knee thing, which wouldn't allow the seat to recline. And so the plane actually got diverted, and they got taken off the plane. That's when it became, you know, a big story.
I'm with most of the people in the room with you guys. I just feel like it's... If you're like, I know I was when you guys were having that argument before, and like Lisa May was screaming at you, I said the exact same thing in the car. I'm like, what are you talking about? With the I don't understand. Like, you just put your seat back, and then yes, of course, I watch my laptop all the time on my little stand. And I'm just like, you can totally see it when you're reclining back. It's not that far of a distance from the
thing. Tara.
That's just my opinion, though.
All right. Thanks for the call. Tara. That's what we wanted was your opinion. We appreciate that. Let's go to Kim. She's in Pomona. It sounds like she's on line one. She might have a more measured approach here. Hey, Kim.
Hey, party people. Hey, Lisa May.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, good morning. So I'm hardly ever on with Bean Side, but I'm on Bean Side this time.
What? Okay. How did that happen?
You have to be conscious of where you're at, and you have to be courteous to everybody on the plane. And, like, I have to call because you guys are arguing so damn much about it. It's, like, it's ridiculous. You see how much drama it brings? Like,
I agree with you, Kim, that it is the considerate thing to do, to see who's behind you and not try to put them out. But to go the extra step and say that you're an a-hole for putting the seat back, that, to me, is a little too much.
I mean, I understand that. Well, I mean, so it is like, you know, not giving your seat up for a pregnant woman.
Right, well, you know? That's a whole nother topic.
But it's only for for a couple of hours. And, I mean, you'll fall asleep eventually anyway. It's just a plane.
Yeah, you're short.
No, yeah.
Yeah, you're definitely short.
You're not that short because I am miserable sitting upright in
a plane.
I can't
for the life of me sleep no matter what.
I can't either
because my head, I can't even rest my head on the headrest because my head goes, I'm taller than the seat.
Yeah. So. These seats aren't made for anyone.
You look like a Pez dispenser when you're trying to put your head back.
All right, Kim, we're going to end it there, I think, with your rational, reasonable thought. We appreciate the call very much. A quick break. What's up with our friend Steve-O? We'll find out next when we return on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. Hey, keep on listening if you want to go see Kanye West, along with Imagine Dragons and Capital Cities and Weezer and so much more, talking about the Budweiser Made in America Fest that's happening this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, Grand Park in downtown L.A. Give you a chance to win next hour here on K-Rock. What about our old friend Steve-O? Let's bring Steve-O onto the show.
Steve-O.
Yeah, dude.
How are you?
How you been, buddy?
I'm doing great, man. I just got back from a whirlwind tour of Australia, New Zealand, and Singapore, and I'm just so psyched to be back home.
Wow, that sounds awesome.
This is your stand-up?
Uh-huh, that's right.
How long were you gone?
A little over 3 weeks for that.
That's a long time to be out of the country, dude.
I know.
But it seems like a short time to go to that many places, though.
Right.
Yeah. All right. So why do the authorities hate you, Steve?
Oh, I don't think the authorities hate me at all.
Okay. Tell us the story.
So you're not in any trouble?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I think I'm under investigation for something or other. But
okay. You're not sure what they're going to investigate?
Right. I mean, well, I heard a rumor. I mean, I should say it was reported online.
Okay.
That the California Transit Authority has claimed that it cost California taxpayers over $7,000 to remove a piece of tape.
Right. Now, tell people exactly what you did and tell them why.
Well, I was down in San Diego doing stand-up at the American Comedy Club. It was a great weekend. And I was thinking, what can I do to make a fun video and maybe shake things up a little bit? And my buddy said, you should mess with SeaWorld. And I thought, well, that's a pretty cool idea. And of course...
Wait, hold on. Let me stop you right there. So none of this came from the issue of the treatment of the animals?
Well...
none of it?
It wasn't your passion before. It was just a suggestion from a friend?
Well, I mean, I feel pretty passionate about animals. Everybody knows that.
Sure.
Yeah, sure. But first and foremost, this was a shameless move to you know, as an attention whore.
Okay. All right.
I'm not even going to pretend it wasn't. I'm just an attention whore. It seemed like a great idea, you know, because here I can do something fun and maybe a little crazy and have actually some good come out of it as well. You know, it was like really feeding two birds with one seed.
So I'm not sure that's the expression, Steve-O.
Right.
All right. So what you did is you wrote up a sign. You basically you created a green sign that says with white letters on it, sucks. And then you climbed up onto a freeway overpass with one of those signs. And right after the word SeaWorld, you taped up your sign so it says SeaWorld sucks.
Correct, yeah. And now, it wasn't an overpass, because I wasn't really interested in doing anything, because if I was on an overpass, maybe something might have dropped and hit a car. Like, I didn't want to put anybody in any danger, so...
Except yourself.
Right, of course. So I went off in between. You know, there's, like, all this, space in between the different direction lanes.
Right.
So,
but it is right there on the freeway. It's, like, on the 5, though, right?
Right, yeah, right. Pretty
so
much
how tough was
highway.
It to climb up there onto one of those signs with traffic going by and everything?
It took me 5 tries.
5 tries? Did you fall?
Yeah, I landed on my head a couple times.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Come on, that might be helpful for Steve-O.
Right.
Let's be honest.
What's a day without brain damage, right, Steve-O?
Right, exactly.
So then the Department of Transportation or whoever said it was going to cost $7,000, but did they say that before they realized it was just a piece of paper with writing on it?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think what they're saying is that the adhesive on the tape somehow damaged the sign when they peeled it off. I have trouble believing that.
Yeah,
I do too. I do too. And by the way, let me just say this in your defense, Steve-O. 90% of the freeway signs in California are completely graffitied up. They don't seem to ever clean up any of those signs. So what makes anyone think they're going to clean up this sign?
Right. And, I mean, the idea that for all the signs that are in California, that they would spend $7,000 on a sign, I mean, no wonder the state's broke.
Absolutely.
Right?
Now, what kind of reaction have you had from people who are serious and passionate about closing down SeaWorld? Are you their hero now?
Everybody loves it, man. You know, they think it's great, and I think that I made a pretty good call because I didn't actually mess with any SeaWorld property. It was just California state property,
right?
And it is kind of abhorrent that they would name a road after that place. You know, I mean, SeaWorld Drive. I mean, like, it really is pretty terrible. I'm glad that I helped that sign out.
But then you put up a video on YouTube of you doing it, which, of course, made it a lot easier for the authorities to understand.
Now, there's no mystery as to who pulled this caper.
Well, right, but from what I understand, the investigation continues.
Yeah, we've heard that, too. We've heard investigation, and we've heard tens of thousands of dollars, and then we go, you know what they're investigating? We have a lot of knowledge on it, and no one's asked. So,
So no one's contacted you at all, right, Steve-O?
I have not been contacted personally, no. And, you know, I did talk to – I have a buddy of mine who's a criminal attorney, and I told him all about it. He reached out to them, and they said that they're still investigating. I mean, I don't know what information they're looking to gather that I haven't provided them with.
Wouldn't it just take, like, 4 minutes to watch the YouTube?
I think the YouTube video is 2 minutes and 6 seconds.
All right, so they don't have that kind of time for their big research project?
Well, I don't know. My criminal attorney buddy, thinks that they're just sort of trying to evaluate how much publicity they really want to give me.
Because gotcha.
I think if they do press charges, it really just breathes so much life into the story. And my little attention-seeking ways are just so rewarded, you know, that it might not be worth it for them to.
So they'll drop it just so that it goes away.
I think it probably kind of makes more sense for them to do that, really, because, you know, like, but then again, I think on the other, you know, either way, I'm kind of psyched, you know, because if they don't charge me with anything, then it's like, oh, man, it could have been such a big, glorious story. And if they do charge me with something, then it's a big, glorious story.
Yeah, either way.
It's kind of win-win.
You know what you should have done is set yourself on fire while you were standing up on top of that sign, taking the...
I know. Well, it was broad daylight. You know, all five trips I made to said sign were in broad daylight.
Oh, you didn't say you made five different trips. I thought you meant five tries while you were there once.
No, I made five trips. What I did was I attached a rope to a dumbbell, threw it up and looped it over the sign, thinking I would just climb right up. But the rope was really thin. I couldn't do it. So I figured, okay, I'll go to Home Depot again, and I'll get some gloves. So I came back with gloves. Couldn't climb it with gloves. So then I thought, okay, now I'll go get five guys, and they can hoist me up. So I went and I got five guys, and they couldn't hoist me up. And then I landed on my head trying. So then the next day I went and I got an escape ladder at Home Depot, and I climbed up, but the ladder broke, and I landed on my head. And then okay, well, screw it. And on the fifth trip, I just got an extension ladder.
Steve-O, you're a miracle.
You are a miracle.
You really are.
The fact that you're still alive is amazing.
Yeah, well, I think I'm here for a reason.
I think so, too. Well, I think it's awesome what you did, and I think you picked a great cause, too, because SeaWorld does, in fact, suck. So thank you for doing that, and I hope you don't get into any trouble, but it was hilarious.
Well, I concur. SeaWorld absolutely sucks terribly, and I love you guys so much. Thank you for thinking of me.
Thanks, Steve.
You bet, Steve-O.
Bye.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. It is the Kevin and Bean Show at 7:56. Shut up. I was here. Sounded fine.
I know.
Sounded fine. No
You're
one
like
knew.
Like the Jerry Lewis of radio.
Nobody knew.
People could just see what goes on behind the scenes.
How dare you.
Yeah.
Hey, Tovlo coming in here, performing live for us, coming up right up at the top of the hour, you guys.
That's correct.
Tovlo.
Yeah. Looking forward to that. First, Ralph's got the showbiz beat here on a Wednesday. What's happening?
Oh, Kings of Leon drummer Nathan Followill still recovering from those broken ribs. Remember, he got those when the band's tour bus stopped short back on August the 9th to avoid hitting someone. That's why I always say, if you're driving a bus, just go through somebody.
Just hit them?
That's always been my theory.
I'm not sure that's the best advice.
Group had to cancel a number of shows, including tomorrow's show in Homedale, New Jersey, and a Friday night gig in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Nathan tweeted, "I'm so bummed to have to cancel more shows, but I need to be fully recovered before I get back. So sorry to the fans, and thanks for understanding." He still hopes he'll be okay in time to play the Made in America Festival in Philly this weekend, but it's a crapshoot. We'll have to wait and see. So
Look, every broken rib injury may be different. I don't know what his are about, but I can't imagine being able to drum within a month of breaking your rib.
Yeah, just shoot
so
him
painful.
Up. Just shoot him up.
Shoot him up. Put some steroids in there.
A little lidocaine. Boom, right back in the field, man.
I don't know.
Put a
drumming
jacket on him.
If he was doing anything but drumming, I could see that. But drumming seems like it's a little hard.
Yeah, you're moving that rib cage a lot, aren't you?
I, myself, am a drummer.
Yeah!
Tell us all about it, Mug.
Speaking of Beer Mug and his disgustingness, there's news out of Arby's. Have you seen the new Arby's sandwich?
I have
Arby. Are you familiar with the Arby food chain?
Yeah, I
this
know
Arby's. Meat Mountain? Is that what this is?
All right, you go then.
I know the
you
restaurant.
Got the story, you go.
Well, you
no,
asked.
No, no, you just asked if we've seen it. I'm asking, is that the one you're talking about, the Meat Mountain?
It is something called the Meat Mountain.
Sweet.
And it utilizes every type of meat they have.
That seems like overkill.
It is.
How much meat do you need?
3/4 of a pound of sliced roast beef, 2 chicken tenders, bacon, multiple cheeses, all on a bread roll. 1,200 calories in one sandwich will cost you $10 if you order the meat.
I like meat. And enough sodium for a week.
How are they, Mugs?
I haven't had them.
I had 3 this morning. They're great.
It's good ad lib, though. I haven't had them yet.
I haven't tasted it. The whole show doesn't get it. When I say, have you heard about the new sandwich? All you have to do is say, no, tell us about it. That's all you have to do. And then when we go to Beer Mug, say, what was that? He's like, it was great. I had a half a dozen. Just try to participate in the show somehow, people.
Hold on. Yummy.
There you go. Thank you.
That's all we needed.
Let's go grab some of that meat.
People, man.
Give us a script, Ralph. We don't know.
Come on.
We don't know.
It's 20 years now.
This is like the first time we've ever done this.
It really is.
I think.
It feels like it.
Thick, meaty, juicy.
Today's celebrity birthdays, actor Paul Rubens, better known as Pee Wee Mother Lovin' Herman, 62 years old today. Tony Kanaliv, no doubt, is 44. Sarah Chalk from Scrubs, also from Roseanne back in the day. She was Becky, too.
Sure.
38 years old. Aaron Paul of Breaking Bad, 35 years old. But I had no idea, and this is why Dave fails on every level, the King of Mexico. He left the most important birthday off the list today.
This is one of the reasons he failed.
I had to go out and search it and hunt it down myself to get this information, and we almost let the day go by without celebrating America's greatest rapper's birthday.
America's greatest rapper?
Denny Blazin' Hayes.
I'm not the typical rapper that you'll meet. I don't live in a box. No, was I raised on the street. And as you can see, I'm not black. I don't do drugs and I'm not on crack.
Tell it.
What's the problem with the rapper who's white? We're all just fighting for our equal rights.
Right.
No.
Come on. Keep going.
Just because I'm not from the project doesn't mean that I can write
million dollar checks.
Daddy, who's a big
tycoon.
I have to work hard every day if I want the money to go out and
play. There we go.
That is pretty strong.
The average homeboy himself, Denny Blazin' Hayes, celebrates his birthday.
That is pretty strong. And how well do you know that stupid song?
He is the greatest American rapper. He is constantly offbeat. He's never once on the beat. That takes skill. Anyone can rap on the beat. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk Showbiz Beat.
She has one of the most popular songs of the year on K-Rock right now called Habits Stay High from her debut EP from earlier this year. New album is coming out called Queen of the Clouds on September the 30th. Please welcome Tove Lo to the Kevin and Bean Show here.
Hey.
Hi. Do we call you Tove or do we call you Tove Lo?
Well, you can call me Tove. That's my name. Okay. Tove Lo is my nickname and now also my artist name.
Okay, fantastic. Well, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. It's nice to finally meet you.
Well,
how are you?
Thanks for having me. I'm great. It's early, but I'm still feeling great.
Yes, it is early. We apologize for that. Nothing we can do about that.
Right.
We have a lot of bands, artists, singers come in, and all of them are miserable about the time of day.
Yeah.
Because your schedule is the exact opposite. So
yeah, it's just that, really.
Like, of course.
No, well, thanks for having me.
Sure.
This has been quite a busy summer for you with the way your record has taken off. Have you been all over America? It seems like you've been doing nothing but traveling.
It's been kind of living out of a suitcase for the past few months, which has been really amazing. Like, I have my band with me from Sweden, too, and we've just, all over Europe, all over the States. It's been amazing.
Are you seeing any of America, or is it just fly in, do your thing, and leave?
Well, kind of fly in, do our thing, and leave, but we try to at least, go out or do something in every city we're in, so... we started this one thing where we go for a run as well in the city we're in, so just get a little bit of sightseeing,
but really,
a few miles.
Really quick sightseeing.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, this harbor's nice. Okay, let's run back.
I just picture you and your band just running down the street going, hey, look, it's the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Oh, look over there, it's the sign. Hey, it's the Chinese Theater. You just never stop to look at any of it.
That's kind of how it is, yeah.
That's
because we compete too when we're running, so it's like, yeah.
Oh, you compete when you're running. Okay.
You should start playing when you run. That would be a challenge.
Yeah.
Had you been to the United States before you became a recording artist?
I did a lot of songwriting as well. So I was here on a few of those trips too before I came here.
What is that like as a songwriter? I mean, it's got to be sort of weird, like you're trying to sell people on the idea of this song.
Well, it depends on at the beginning. It's like that when you don't have like a relationship with any artists whatsoever.
Right.
You're really just going through the publisher, and there's so many steps to really get you can get very disappointed. Made it.
I like, would imagine.
First of all, you're going to find your people to write a good song with, and then your publisher has to like it, and then they will pitch it to the label, who will pitch it to the artist, and then the artist will like it and then record it, and then it might still not end up on the album. So it's a long, you know.
Wow.
But as soon as you get, you know, maybe comfortable with a few artists and you start working more with them, it's more of a... like a really, really amazing collaboration. I mean, I really enjoyed it. So
it must be so strange for you and other Swedish artists to come to the United States and hear how many songs are on the radio that come out of your country originally. I mean, you guys, it seems like, are writing about half of the pop music that's on the air right now.
It's kind of crazy, actually. I met up with a friend the other day called Dicke Björnsson, who's a writer from Sweden too. He was part of writing that Bang Bang song.
Sure.
Uh-huh. So, and we were sitting there, and when I jumped in the car, first Habits came on, and then Bang Bang, and then another song by Max Martin. And we were like, come on! It was really funny.
Now, your music is, it's unusual in that it's multi-format in this country. I mean, you're played on so many different kinds of radio stations, and obviously that was a decision you make. You're very familiar with pop music. You could have just made a pop music song, but you made something that also appeals to rock folks. Tell me about how you decided what your songs were going to sound like.
Well, that's the thing where I kind of didn't until I just I had a lot of help from my producers back in Sweden called the Struts that really helped create the sound. So I basically come with them with songs and demos. And I think maybe what speaks to the rock audience as well is the lyrics, and that they're kind of rough and maybe not as polished as a lot of pop stuff can be.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I used to be a rock girl, so.
Now, how many songs do you write? Are you one of those people that writes 100 and cuts it down to 12, or do you write 12 and do 12?
I think I used to be more of like a machine. Like, I used to write all the time with a lot of different people, just kind of, you kind of have to do your lap of just to get the experience of writing and getting comfortable and kind of knowing what you love and like, because I haven't done it for that long. And I think when I... but once I started finding and like understanding what I like when it comes to my own stuff, then I really, it's rare that it doesn't turn out good when I write now by myself for something, but I write more rarely than I used to. Like, I always write lyrics all the time, constantly, but to finish a song might take me longer than it used to.
But you have a higher success rate now when you start. Yeah, I understood.
Rate, yeah.
This is the voice of Tove Lo here on the Kevin and Bean Show. She's going to be performing live in a few minutes. She's our guest for a couple more moments. I wanted to ask you about Habits Stay High, because is that the kind of song that a lot of people bring their own interpretation to? Like, some think it's pro-drug, some think it's anti-drug, some look at it as it's all metaphors, it's not about drugs at all. Do you find a lot of interpretations when people speak to you about that song?
Yeah, very different. I mean, there's all these people that are just like, oh, I love your song, Stay High, it's all my life, you know, I love staying high.
I'm high all the time.
Exactly. And I'm like, yeah, good for you. And then there's people who are just like, oh, you know, I just really can relate to the heartbreak part of it. And some people are like, do you feel like you're a good role model, really? And I was like, no, I didn't really think about that when I wrote it. Sorry. But I think that's the way with any kind of song. Like, people will relate to it in their way. And I think that's the beautiful part of it. Like, they'll just pick whatever they feel they can relate to. And then,
well, it makes me want to get high. I know that.
Yeah, there you go.
That's just the way I take it.
Your video, which has been a smash hit on the internet since the day it came out, I think some people like it because they want to see how many people you kiss in the video.
Yeah.
Who were these people that you're making out with nonstop in this video? Were they did you incorporate friends in, or did you have a casting call? How did you choose who you were going to kiss?
Stand on the street corner?
Yes. Hey, guy, you over there? No, they're just my friends. Like, one of them is my best friend and the blonde girl, and it's actually just three people. Just three people.
Oh, and, really? Because the way it's cut, it's hard to tell how many, because there's a lot of close-ups, you know?
Yeah. No, it's the three of them, and they were really being good sports, just agreeing to make out with me.
So you go to your best friend and you say, okay, I'm shooting a video, let's make out.
Yeah. Well, she was like, oh, that sounds so fun, let's do it. And then she asked her friend, who I knew a little bit, who was a long friend, and then the guy I've known for a few years, too, and he was like, yeah, sure, he's a bit crazy. So,
I think I want to party with you, I'm pretty sure. I want to party with you.
That's how it always ends. So, yeah.
Now, we asked you where you were going today, what your plans were, and you said you were going to Las Vegas.
Yes. You should come.
Don't tell me. Because I will.
Good.
And we asked you if you gambled, and you said no, because why? Because
I party.
You party. Okay. So that's that makes
she's already busy. She does so many hours in the day, Kevin. Come on. I love that your song is Habits, and then your new song is Not on Drugs. So it is kind of weird that you're sending mixed messages to us, Tove, is what you're doing.
I know. I'm getting everybody so confused. We're like, pick your path, stay there, and then either you're on drugs or you're not. No.
The album is going to be called Queen of the Clouds. It's going to be available on September the 30th, and you're actually going to be back in Southern California because you are playing the Sunset Strip Music Festival,
yes.
Which sounds like a super fun lineup, by the way. Jane's Addiction and Cold War Kids and the Kaiser Chiefs and Mayor Hawthorne. I mean, there's so many good bands on there. That's a fun lineup.
I'm really excited. Really excited to play.
Two different days, Saturday, September 20th and Sunday, September 21st.
That's right. Tickets are available for that if you want to see Tove Lo live and in person at ssmf.com. That sounds vaguely dirty, like that shouldn't be their website address. SSMF.com. All right, you want to head into the other room and we'll play some music here? What do you think?
Sounds good.
Fantastic. Live music next.
All right, the album is called Queen of the Clouds. It comes out September 30th, and Tove Lo is here, and you're going to perform live. Let's have it.
Sex clubs, watching freaky people getting it on. It doesn't make me nervous. If anything, I'm restless. Yeah, I've been around and I've seen it all. I get home, I got the munchies. Binge on all my Twinkies. Throw up in the tub and I go to sleep. And I drink up all my money. Days been kinda lonely. You're gone. And greasy, I'm number way too easy. You're gone and I gotta stay high all the time to keep you off my mind. Ooh, ooh, high all the time to keep you off my mind. Ooh, ooh, spend my days locked in a haze, trying to forget you, babe.
Come on.
That was crazy. That was
there's
fantastic.
No, there's no way that was live. I know we just saw it with our own eyes, but there's no way that we weren't just listening to the record. Come on. That was incredible.
Yeah, it was amazing.
That was fantastic.
That sounded so good, you guys. What's the I don't know if Tove can hear me or not, Kevin. What's the setup in that room? How many musicians are we talking about here?
One, two, three. Three musicians, and she's singing.
That's unbelievable.
Two of the guys are on percussion.
Tove Lo is our guest. You can see
she
her live.
She said, by the way, that I could play the cowbell if I felt like I needed to.
Are you going to jump in if needed?
I don't know. We'll see.
See her live at the 2014 Sunset Strip Music Festival in September, September 20th and 21st. Go to SSMF.com. The album is going to be coming out on September 30th called Queen of the Clouds. I think we got time for one more if you do, Tove.
I do, for sure.
Fantastic. Tove Lo.
That's astonishing.
Right?
That is so great. So okay. Great.
What I'm saying is, come on.
So impressive. Thank you, Tove Lo.
Well,
gosh, we enjoyed meeting you.
Oh, me too. Thank you, guys.
Thanks for
it's
coming.
It's really
in.
Fun. Come back and see us again. That's Tove Lo right here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, let's turn our attention now to Made in America. Budweiser Made in America Fest is happening this weekend at the Grand Park in downtown L.A. It's a hell of a lineup. Weezer is going to be there. Rise Against, Cap Cities, Imagine Dragons. But right now, if you're a Kanye West fan, we are looking for you. Give you a chance to play some Listeneroki right now. If you want to call us at 1-800-520-1067, we want to hear you perform your favorite Kanye West song. The winner
winner wins tickets to the show. Call now. We'll talk to you next on K-Rock. Adam Carolla joins us next hour with the Week in Rage. Right now, though, let's turn our attention to the Budweiser Made in America Fest happening this weekend. Grand Park in downtown L.A. We're going to give away a pair of tickets to a Kanye West fan. Kanye's on the bill along with Imagine Dragons and Weezer, Rise Against, and so much more. What are we looking for this time around, Kevin?
We are looking at Listener-okie. So we're looking for listeners to do a Kanye song.
Listener-okie.
Just tweeted at us saying, why wouldn't you do Rise Against? That would be so much better. Agreed, but we're looking for funny. And so to hear our listeners do Kanye, I hope that's funny.
Think about how white so many of our listeners are, and now think about them trying to rap. This really could be a catastrophic disaster. All right, so we only have one pair of tickets, so we're going to have to do a drawing. So if I guess we're just going to pick one, right?
Sure.
People that we like. It's not even a drawing. It's just we decide at the end of the segment who we like. Who's up first?
First is Christian in Chino Hills. Hi there.
Hey, what's going on?
Well, we're doing Listener-okie, and you have to do Kanye West. What song are you going to do?
I'm going to do Through the Wire.
Through the Wire.
Ooh,
right.
Good one. All right, pretend your teeth are clenched. Good luck.
So I'm ready to go?
Yep.
All right, cool. I drink a boost for dessert, a scissor for dessert. Somebody ordered pancakes, so I just sit the scissor. That right there could drive a same man berserk. Not to worry, Miss H2 is to the wizard.
All right, I don't know what you're doing with your phone, but it didn't help your performance.
It was pretty good, I thought.
I thought it was okay. I mean, he did at least know the words. Yeah. He had some rhythm. All right, thank you, Christian. Let's go to line three and see what Frederico is talking about. He's in Granada Hills.
Hi, Frederico.
Hey, how's it going?
Very good. What song are you going to do?
I'm going to do Gold Digger.
You've been told that we can't use the N-word, right? Just want to make sure.
Yeah, let's be careful. Radio edit of Gold Digger, ladies and gentlemen.
Here's Frederico.
All right. Hello, we want prenup. We want prenup. Yeah, it's something that you need to have. Because once you leave your ass, you're going to leave with half. 18 years. 18 years. And on the 18th birthday, found out it wasn't here.
I like that. You kind of put your own spin on that. Nice. Thank you. How about Justin up next? Line four, please. Ontario. Justin, welcome to the Kevin DeBean Show. Listener-okie trying to win tickets to see Kanye at the Budweiser Made in America Fest. What do you got for us?
Good morning, party people. I got a flashing light.
Flashing lights. All right.
Ooh, nice one.
Here's Justin.
All right. She don't believe in shooting stars, but she believes in shoes and cars. Wood floors in the new apartment. Coupe tours from the store's department.
I like
you
it.
More like the love to start. I'm over the trips to Florida. Order the order. Views of the water. Strict from my page of your favorite author.
Not bad at all. Hey, a lot better than I could do, I'll tell you that.
I have more appreciation for Kanye after this.
Seriously. It does. Look, when somebody's doing it right, when you're watching a Kanye or a Jay-Z or an Eminem or somebody, they make it look so easy.
Yeah,
it's
you got
not.
It. I can do that. No, you can't.
It's not.
Right.
All right. How about Travis? He's in Bellflower doing another great Kanye song. Hi, Travis. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
What's going on, guys? Long-time listener. I'm as white as powder.
Yes.
That's what we're looking for.
This is going to be fun. What song have you decided to massacre?
I'm singing this little Heartless song.
Heartless. All right.
Hey, if the fray can do Heartless, you could do Heartless. Good luck.
In the night, I hear him talk. The coldest story we ever told. Then went far along this road. I lost my soul to that woman so heartless.
You are so white.
You are white.
That wasn't bad, though. That wasn't bad.
I didn't think so either.
It wasn't terrible.
I mean, for as white as you are, that wasn't bad.
Exactly. All right, we got time for a couple more. How about anyone nervous about Kyle?
No, very nervous.
I'm six. Agoura Hills. Let's give it a try.
Nervous, but like Frederico did use a part of the lyrics that we are able to air.
Right.
So you need to do the same thing, Kyle, for the N-word in Paris.
You got it. I'm ready to throw down. You ready?
We're ready.
Yeah, we're ready.
She said, yeah, can we get married at the mall? I said, look, you need to crawl from the ball. Come and meet me in the bathroom stall and show me why you deserve to have it all. Fought so hard, I just can't.
All right, good enough for me. We got time for one more. You want to do Stephen, maybe?
Sure.
Stephen Whittier, line seven.
All right, Steve.
What's up, guys?
Stephen, hi.
I'm ridiculously nervous.
Oh, that's all right.
You're among friends.
Everybody else was nervous as well. So what Kanye song are you going to do?
I'm going to do Hey Mama.
Hey Mama. All right.
All right. Good one.
All right. Late December, harsh winter gave me a cold. You fixed me up something that was good for my soul. Famous homemade chicken soup. Can I have another bowl? You work late nights just to keep on the lights. Mommy got me training wheels so I can keep on my bike.
That's not bad either.
No. That's not bad at all. Wow.
Yeah.
This was way more impressive than I thought it would be. I like Stephen a lot. I liked Kyle doing the N in Paris, and I really like Justin doing Flashing Lights. I mean, I don't know. How do you choose? You guys got a favorite yet?
I liked Frederico.
Frederico was my choice as well.
With Gold Digger?
Yeah.
For Gold Digger?
Yeah.
I think so.
All right. If you guys like Frederico, let's go back to line three. Give him some tickets.
Congratulations, Frederico.
Hey, thank you very much. Super excited about this.
Fantastic.
That's the only way to be. Imagine Dragons, Kanye West, Weezer, Rise Against, Cap Cities, and more. Tickets are still available, by the way. There's another chance for you to win at krock.com. And by the way, Frederico, you are also eligible for the grand prize drawing we do Friday for two nights in a hotel, a private ride to and from the show, and passes to watch from the stage. Thanks for listening to the Kevin and Bean Show, and thanks for playing Listener Roki.
Listener Roki.
Well, 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show at 8:52.
I miss Tove Lo. It was better when she was here, right?
Yeah, a lot of listeners tweeting that they fell in love with her today, and that's
pretty adorable.
It's a good deal.
Right, yeah, nice and, lady, so talented.
Brilliantly talented. Boy,
really sounded great.
Who
really
sounds great. That good this time of morning?
Zero people.
Incredible.
One person, I mean.
Must be all those drugs she does.
Or doesn't.
Her songs are all about doing drugs, right? Come on.
Except for the second one, which is called Not on Drugs.
Oh, that's true.
She's all just right. In love,
all right?
Ralph.
It's
come
a wash.
On.
It's a wash. But she is going to the sex clubs, though, right? Don't tell me that's not happening.
That is happening. That is actually
she's
happening.
She's picking up the dads in the playground, right? That's
yeah,
happening.
She's a goer.
All right. Well,
she's absolutely a goer.
Let me have that delusion
she's
to myself.
She's awesome. You can have that.
All right.
8:53, Adam Carolla, This Week in Rage coming up. First, though, Ralph's got the Showbiz Beat on a Wednesday.
Yeah, I do. They also got the new Bachelor ladies. Woo! Chris, the farmer from Iowa. Yeah. You ready?
Do you sense that you're alone in this emotional bliss that you happen to be in right now?
I don't think there's a groundswell of support in this room for this announcement, but I think
that's accurate.
It's more important for me to connect with those out there than those in here.
I see. Okay.
Can't that just be a you and Petros thing, though? Why does it have to involve us?
Well, it involves America, Bean. That's the problem. Is it's a very, very popular show over there on ABC, and many people are looking forward to seeing Chris Soules. Find his soul's mate, if you will. I got a million of them. It's going to be a long season. John Stamos wants to bring the Full House gang back together in an updated, rebooted TV series.
Why?
Stamos apparently has an ownership stake in the show and also wants to work with his friends again. They all still talk, they all still love each other, and he thinks that there's still more comedy gold to be mined there from the Tanner family. Look, I don't think it could be any worse than a lot of sitcoms are on right now.
Well, that's true.
And there's not many for, like, families to watch. So an 8 o'clock show on Friday nights for the family to
Bob
gather
Saget,
around.
Bob Saget just put that behind him, like, last week. After doing years of stand-up.
I know.
Now he's going to go back to
Maybe now that he has put it behind him, he's more comfortable with that relationship and he can revisit.
All right.
Look, there's no word on how much everybody's going to participate, but John obviously involved Candace Cameron, Jodie Sweetin, Andrea Barber, all the girls are on board. Saget and Dave Coulier are involved in some way. No word on how much they'll participate. No word on whether the Olsen twins will be back or not. But I think there's an audience for that.
Hey, right. that Boy Meets World
movies, if nothing else, you know.
Yeah, there you go. That Boy Meets World spinoff, that Girl Meets World, it's a huge hit, right?
Absolutely.
A lot of nostalgia for that time period.
And there's also, I think, a void when it comes to family programming that you can fill now and make it.
Well, they got fun. Bachelor Island or whatever it's called.
Bachelor in Paradise. That is not family friendly.
Oh.
Claire left. Can you believe Claire left?
I couldn't believe.
Spoiler alert!
Man, oh man.
She said she wanted love, and then she just one little bump with her and Zach, and boom, she's off.
I was sobbing.
I was too.
It was just destroyed me.
Beside myself. I liked the vomiting during last night's rose ceremony, though. That was good. That was.
Was there really vomiting?
There was vomit. We have vomit. What? I heard Mark Thompson saying that in the background as it was going on.
That is awesome.
And you hear they're making a Richard Pryor movie.
This has been talked about for a long time, has it?
It has. Now it's going to happen. Stand-up comedian, actor, producer, writer, rapper Mike Epps will play Richard Pryor in the film. Can you believe Nick Cannon was talked about at one point for playing that? No, I can't either.
No, that's not true.
Rumor has it that Kate Hudson and Anne Hathaway are both up for the role of Richard's wife, Jennifer, who's also producing the film. And more than interestingly, his grandmother, Marie Carter, who sort of raised him in a house of prostitution, by the way. He was raised in a brothel.
I did not
that was
know that.
Run by his grandmother.
Oh, man.
Yeah. You think he was effed up?
That's a lot of issues right there.
His mother walked out on him when he was 10 years old. Then he was raised by his grandmother, who ran a brothel. And he was raised
so he was
in
raised
the brothel.
By whores.
Yes, more or less. Yeah.
All right.
Oprah Winfrey to play the grandmother.
What?
That's what they're saying. Oprah Winfrey.
The person who
the
runs
prostitute
the brothel?
Grandmother. Yeah.
Hmm.
Hmm.
No. I reject that.
Kevin says no.
I say no.
Sorry. A lot of people emailing, sending me phone calls, tweets, everything. Yes, we will be giving you details next week about the Breakfast with Bean contest that we're having.
That's not happening. There is no Breakfast with Bean. It was an offhanded remark that you made.
Overwhelming support,
yes,
it seems like.
That isn't happening.
Interested. We'll send you up to the Seattle. You'll have breakfast at IHOP with Bean, and he will pick up the tab.
When I left yesterday, there was somebody outside the fence with a sign that said,
I want my buckwheat stack.
No.
Is that what it's Today's celebrity birthdays. Aaron Paul is 35 years old today. That Breaking Bad bastard. He's got it all.
He does.
See his lovely wife there next to him at the Emmys? She's lovely. Sarah Chalk is 38.
That was fun to watch all of them win. That was really fun.
It really was.
I enjoyed that.
It seemed like they're just really enjoy each other's company and they're a big Breaking Bad family. Tony Canales is 44 years old today. Paul Rubens, Pee Wee Herman himself. 62 years old today. But the reason we celebrate the day, the average homeboy himself, Denny Blaze.
I'm not the typical rapper that you'll meet. I don't live in a box, nor was I
raised
on the,
street.
And as you can see, I'm not black. I don't do drugs, and I'm not
on crack.
What's the problem with a rapper who's white? We're all just fighting for our
equal rights.
How it sounds when it's finished. Can you imagine the outtakes?
Now, that was a demo. In all fairness, that was a demo.
Right, but...
He was just showing his raw talent there.
All right.
Happy birthday, Denny Blaze.
Okay, guys, hey, guess what? You just got Blaze.
Yeah!
Ralph Garman, I walk the showbiz.
Shouldn't talk about it.
Milky Chance.
Nope.
Milky Chance.
That can't be what that band is called.
It's called Milky.
It's got to be a misprint on the label or something.
Let me look at it. M-I-L-K-Y. Milky Chance.
That's what it looks
like.
That's it. I guess.
That's the name.
Hey, you're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show here on a Wednesday morning. We thank you for that. The hardest working man in show business is our friend Adam Carolla. You can see him with special guest David Alan Greer on stage tonight. Live podcast performance at the Irvine Improv starting at 8. AdamCarolla.com for tickets. And this weekend, don't forget, it is Labor Day weekend. Kick it off in style with the Ace Man this coming Friday night, a Mangria tasting party at the Treasure Island Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas. George Wallace is a special guest, Rick Harrison from Pawn Stars as well, and then the Adam Carolla Show live on stage at 9 o'clock again. That's all AdamCarolla.com, and it's time for This Week in Rage.
It's time for This Week
in Rage.
Well, starting at 3 and working my way on up to number 1. First, I was doing a little catch contractor back in the LBC, and I was leaning up against a car in the back of a driveway on a crappy house, and it was a By the way, we're getting old because I'm seeing old beat-up Priuses out there. Remember when the Prius was like the Jetson Mobile?
Oh, sure, yeah.
Right. Now I'm seeing ones that are like 11 years old with primered fenders and space-saving spares on them. It's weird seeing junker first-generation Priuses, right?
Yeah, totally.
God, do I feel old, but I'm leaning up against the back of this car. It's one of those cars where it's all dented in the back, and the taillight is being held in by duct tape, but not just duct tape, the saddest duct tape, the kind of duct tape where the silver has abandoned the tape, so there's no more duct, there's just tape. It's just the white, weird, pasty, hummusy stuff that's holding it together. You know when the duct tape is so old that the silver... it's completely gone.
Silver's like, I'm out.
I'm out. I got a little something called pride. This is now just paper mache. It's like the remnants of the tape, the white thing that's holding it in place. And then I look down, and it says on the license plate frame, I got mine at Toyota in Long Beach. And then I thought, I bet Toyota of Long Beach doesn't like this kind of advertising.
Would you mind taking that off?
I'm just saying, think about it. If you're a car dealer, you every single car that goes off your lot, you put the license plate frame on so you get some free advertising. But what about when it goes to the ne'er-do-well junkie who's living in the LBC who's not taking care of your product? Then it's the world's worst advertising.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, you may want to check up on some of your students, and it's the same for the license plate frames. Like, you ever see the car where it's like, proud alumni of Cal Poly Pomona? That's an 87 Tercel, dude. And then I'm thinking to myself, I never want to go near that college. I don't want to end up in a Tercel. I'm just saying, when you hand these things out, like, if I'm a college, I'm giving the alumni license plate frame out, I need to see a picture of the car it's going on. I need to see an Audi that's under 3 years old.
And then plus, like, 10 years later.
I need to check. If I was Toyota of Long Beach, I would send out a guy to go check on all the license plate frames. And, by the way, if the car was a piece of crap, I'd switch it to Toyota of Tustin.
Great plan.
All right. Number two. Oh, great news in California because we're out of problems. Governor Jerry Brown has made it now illegal for dogs to eat with you in the restaurant.
Oh, is that happening now?
That's going to solve all our problems, isn't it?
Legal to bring, not those emotional support dogs,
just
but all
your
dogs.
Just your dog.
But how is that not a health hazard?
I don't know. Our own Jimmy Kimmel's allergic to dogs. You go, but people tweet me pictures all day long. People walking through the airport with their cat on a leash,
yep.
Their dogs on every flight. First off, this has to be the greatest thing ever for burglars because it used to be the dog was at the house protecting the house so you couldn't rob it. Now the dog is dry humping my shin at the Arby's and you can come right in and take the flat panel TV. What the hell? When's it gonna end, everybody?
I don't know how much crazier it could get, Adam.
When did the huge emphasis on pets hit? When did we decide that will cure? You know, the school system is failing, the roads are crumbling, infrastructure is falling apart, everything's falling apart, and we've decided that if you can bring your tabby with you to the airport, everything will be cured.
I think it's your friend Tammy being a pet parent, I think, was the beginning of this whole problem.
Yeah. I knew she was the tip of the spear of this. All right, and number one, there's a motorcycle cop who likes to hang out on Forest Lawn Drive just, in case you're going to go visit Dead Nana's grave and you're going 8 miles an hour faster than the posted speed limit, he'll give you a little something that you can talk about with Nana when the tears are pouring down your cheeks. This guy parks up the driveway at the Jewish cemetery, Forest Lawn, and he's a motorcycle cop, and he just sits there, and he's been there for years because I've driven past this guy for years. I drove past him the other day, and I noticed he's got a new wrinkle.
A new wrinkle?
Instead of sitting there with the radar detector, and by the way, all you guys who sit around with radar detectors on your lap all day and bust taxpayers, I hope you get testicular cancer.
That's just a little strong.
No, it's not. Okay. You chose that life.
You chose the life of making citizens miserable. I wish that upon your nutsack. He is now sitting there with a stop sign on a stick. The only part of his job that required calorie burning in the past was he'd hit you with the radar detector, and then he'd have to fire up the Moto Guzzi and chase you down the street.
Right.
Now, he doesn't even fire up the cop bike. He hits you with the radar gun and then just walks out with the stop sign, pulls you over, hands you the ticket, you're on your way.
Wow.
First off, remember you grew up and you watch movies and the town had a speed trap in it?
Sure.
And it was the hillbilly backwoods sheriffs like, well, you city slickers driving through our town think you can get away. It was supposed to be on the highfalutin folks from New York City, not the people who live in the town.
Visiting their dead relatives.
We're not speed traps for people who live here. Because we pay your salaries, asswipes. When are we going to knock it off?
When are we going to knock it off is the name of your next book.
Thank you.
I think that's an outstanding idea for a title. Hey, there's no more fun Adam Carolla podcast than when David Alan Greer is the guest. You can see that on stage. That is tonight at the Irvine Improv. And don't forget, this weekend, go to Las Vegas for Treasure Island Hotel and Casino. Huge night Friday night with Mangria tasting and bottle signing, plus the Adam Carolla Show Live. Have a great week, my friend. Thanks so much for joining us today.
You.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You're listening to the Kevin DeBean Show at 938.
Silence!
Saving the best for last. Ralph Garbutt is here with the final showbiz beat of the day. What's going on?
You ain't just whistling Dixie, Skipper.
Oh, I don't know what that means.
Giveaway. I lost my paperwork. I'm supposed to give away some things for
some people.
Here,
we'll hand you this.
Here,
you
give
go.
Me this.
Read off of that.
Let me read off of this.
Sure.
How about Cage the Elephant and Walk the Moon? How would you like to go see
Yay!
Those guys? Katy Perry walked the moon. Katy Perry walked the moon. Katy Perry walked the moon. Katy Perry, what are you doing? Remember that travesty?
Yes, I do.
When Beer Mug tried to court
somehow
Katy
would...
Perry over to be interviewed by dangling Walk the Moon in front of her.
Who are they? Oh, Katy Perry. Guys, hey, Katy Perry, Walk the Moon. Hey, Katy Perry, Walk the Moon is standing right here. Katy, Walk the Moon. Katy Perry, Walk the Moon. Is standing right here.
She must have really weird conversations. Like, she'll go back to her manager and go, I don't know what was happening.
Why he was screaming.
But there was a guy on the red carpet that was yelling, Walk the Moon. Is that a dance? Am I supposed to know what that means?
Why did you think she would care about Walk the Moon on the red carpet?
Because they're hot. They're a hot band. It was in the now, and maybe she would have come over and talked with them.
It was in the now.
I like the way your mind works.
Anyway, it's Cage the Elephant and Walk the Moon playing at the San Manuel Indian Bingo and Casino on October the 16th. Tickets for this concert go on sale this Friday at 11 a.m. But you lucky people will win your tickets right now. You don't have to worry about the on sale on Friday at 11. Call me right now, 1-800-520-1067. First three callers through at that phone number will win a pair of tickets to see Cage the Elephant and Walk the Moon.
And when you flow, you're like, you're put on the spot, and it's just so hard. You just go, blah.
That's a good point.
That's a good point. By the way, you also get tickets for the show. You get $50 towards dinner at the Serrano Buffet and $20 in slot play.
All right.
That's an evening right there at the beautiful San Manuel Indian Bingo and Casino. Got to be 21 years of age or older to participate. So.
And the terrorist, you know, situation.
Nope. But... Call us now, and we'll get right back to you. Don't you ever look at your body?
Shut up, Ralph. I need your nonsense.
I didn't even say anything.
Bitch. I know what you're going
to
say.
I just said, do you ever look at your body of work?
That was great.
Your question is, how do you not end it all for yourself?
No,
that's your question.
I would think you'd be the happiest man on the planet.
I am very happy.
You should be.
But I'm not.
Who's luckier than you? Who does their job the way you do yours and has had as much success as you've had in your chosen profession?
I can't answer that question.
Because there is no one else. There's just you. You are
really,
the pinnacle.
When you think about it, there's Kevin and there's Kim Kardashian. When you think about it.
I'm here because
Kim
was
good in her sex tape. She did the job in the sex tape. She earned that acclaim.
Yeah, that's true.
Here because you guys find my disasters funny.
Boy,
that's
do
the
we
only
ever.
Reason.
Do we ever? Hey, Pamela Anderson and Rick Salomon are getting back together again.
Aren't they the ones who have already been married and divorced twice?
Well, she did file for divorce
But now she's saying to the state of California, oh, never mind, forget it, we're good.
So she took it back.
She took it back. And so they're back together again and very happy. How can they be very happy, like the statement says, if they were on the verge of divorce a couple months ago?
I mean,
July the 3rd, she asked for a divorce.
Could it be a wake-up call where you realize it's we really are going to have to step up and make this work, yeah, or it's over and they both just decided to recommit?
It's a wake-up call, but then somebody hits snooze and then you go back to sleep and then
right. You're right back in court.
Lawyer's getting a call again. I don't like it, not a bit. Speaking of divorce, Neil Young is getting divorced from his wife of 36 years.
Wow. That is shocking.
Wow. He just wanted to make sure it really wasn't working
I'm
out.
I'm not positive yet. I'm not, 35 years.
I mean, wait. 36, I'll make a decision and see. Imagine 36 years of that voice. She heard that voice for 36 years.
She's probably deaf.
Hey, do you want to go to Sioux Plantation and get some dinner and dessert? Oh, shut up, Neil.
I hope we're talking to Neil Young at some point.
I'm writing it down right now.
I'd like to hear some of the new songs that he's written about this terrible time in his life.
Hey, hey, my. Put the cap back on the toothpaste.
Imagine just domestic bliss with Neil Young.
It would be tough.
It would be horrible.
And by the way, I mean, they are business partners, and she plays in his band. And
yes.
They, you know, run a charity together, and they just, I mean, they
right. What's
all
that
counts.
School they do? The big
the bridge advantage. School
bridge
benefit
school
that
benefit.
They do every year. Yeah. The organizer for that. I mean, they by all accounts from the outside, very tight relationship for all these years.
Yeah. You never know, man. You never know what's going
on. You never know.
In the real world. This Lovelace. Remember that movie, the story about Linda Lovelace?
Sure.
Deep Throat people who owned that film sued the Weinstein Company when it came out, saying it infringed on their copyright from the 1972 porn film because they used some scenes from that in Deep Throat, and there was a big legal hassle where that's finally been tossed out of court. So the Deep Throat people get hosed again. A lot of build-up for that joke.
Yep.
I'm happy with it. And while we're talking about movies, Richard Pryor, his life is going to be immortalized on the big screen. Mike Epps, it has been announced, will play Pryor in the film.
What?
It's true. The surprising news may be the casting for his grandmother. Richard Pryor was raised by his grandmother in a house of prostitution. His grandmother was a madam at a brothel. And he lived amongst the whores from when he was 10 years old until he left about when he was about 20 years old. Oprah Winfrey in talks.
Nope.
To play the madam of the brothel.
Does my butt look big?
Nope.
Yeah.
You think she can convincingly play somebody who runs a brothel?
Well, I remember her work in Color Purple.
She was great in that.
She played an illiterate abuse victim.
Yeah.
I mean, I think she could do it. Lee Daniels.
Oprah, Noprah.
Lee Daniels, who did The Butler, worked with Oprah, and The Butler is also directing this as well.
So. I'm so fat.
She's got that going for her, too. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Aaron Paul of Breaking Bad is 35. Sarah Chalk turns 38 years old today. No Doubt bassist Tony Kanal is 44. Paul Rubens, Mr. Pee Wee Herman. He's 62 years old today.
I know you are, but what am I?
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. Tomorrow morning, an all-new Kevin and Bean show. We have Marnie Kinross, I believe is how you say her name.
Marnie.
Talking about Wing Girls and the rules for that. So we're going to talk to her tomorrow morning about that. We have a brand-new Internet Roundup. We have Dr. Drew. It's football season. It's finally college football season coming back. We have the USC head football coach, Steve Sarkisian. You can just tell that Ralph's waiting for me to screw up.
What? I didn't do anything.
I can just tell.
You have a persecution complex.
Made in America tickets and also a new feature called FU Bean. So that's all tomorrow morning.
That's new?
On an all-new Kevin and Bean show.